The Ghana Police Service has outlined new measures to ensure a peaceful and credible election in December. To this effect, the service is acquiring 5 new drones for surveillance, distribution of flyers with peace and security messages, and harmonized training manuals for its personnel. An election booklet has also been developed for the service in consultation with the EC. Director of Operations of the Ghana Police Service, Chief Superintendent Dr. Ben Aboju, announced this at a forum of IDEC and the Civic Forum Initiative on Peaceful Election and Credible Outcomes in Accra. Joyce Jeche reports.
Ghanaians are getting apprehensive with the countdown to the general election in December. While some callers to radio stations are sending threatening messages, some use social media for their objectives. Some pastors are also creating fear and panic with their predictions. To help delve into preparedness of the police to maintain peaceful and credible election, the Institute for Democratic Governance, IDEC, and Civic Forum Initiative, CFI, have held a forum to that effect. The Director of Operations of the Ghana Police Service, Chief Superintendent Ben Aboju, spoke about the invitation to certain political personalities, pastors and others whose pronouncements are worrying as measures to maintain peace. He revisited the communique signed by the political parties not to use vigilante groups as commendable. Chief Superintendent Aboju spoke about special approach deployed to certain polling stations.
Each of the polling stations, we shall be having security personnel there. We'll zone some of the polling stations and have a patrol system. That patrol system aside, we'll also have a rapid response unit which is capable of responding to volatile situations.
Dr. Emmanuel Kwete is the Executive Director of IDEC.
As a nation, we've always tolerated flaws and fraudulent practices in our elections. We've done it to a point that sometimes the officials admit that some wrong things were done, but those wrong things were not as big to undermine the integrity of the elections, so let's move on. But after doing this over the last 24 years, we are beginning to see that trust in the institutions, in the processes of running our elections, have declined.
He said with this, the integrity of the system has been eroded, and CSOs believe that should not be accepted.
Joyce Jeche.